So, just welcoming you all again to this beautiful sacred moment together, and welcoming you, Ian, to the flip side of this sacred prayer.
Thank you, Mika. It's great to be here on this side of it.
It's great to have you in this way.
I suppose I'm ready to rock if you are.
Let's go.
Oh. Thank you, everyone, for being here, for taking this time for not only yourself, but really the world. We're all contributing to this field of consciousness and feeling that we're all experiencing together as a humanity. And I know personally, sometimes it can feel like we're not connected with everyone and everything, but I'm sure we've all had the experience of knowing without a doubt that we are. And I'm sure we could all name a handful, if not countless times, where it's just so blaringly obvious that we are connected, and that when we shift our own mentality, which of course goes along with our feeling and our outlook and our perception, we can just see so clearly that everything around us transforms and reflects to us that inner transformation. So, if you haven't already, and if you're able, you can close your eyes and begin feeling your breath and the space inside your body and inside your consciousness, which likely is much greater than your body, and feeling how there's more to it than our body or our senses. There's a fabric, an aliveness, a light. And the first thing we're going to do is interact with that fabric of our being and create something called a bhav, which is like an orb or a container for ourselves. And this container that we create both informs our activity and guides it. And we begin with smiling eyes. Take deep, beautiful, luscious breaths through kind and smiling eyes. Allow that breath to fill the top of the lungs, the middle of the lungs, the bottom of the lungs. Drop the diaphragm down and have breath have you. When the diaphragm drops down, the belly has to soften. Bring that breath all the way down to the hips. Open the hips and allow the hips to be filled with light, prana, energy, love. And feel yourself grounded on the earth and begin breathing as if your sacrum was your lung. Filling your sacrum with this sacred air that carries with us, with it, our force of life and the force of the Creator, and feel how, as the breath fills the sacrum, it climbs up the spine. The spine becomes enlivened. Maybe it shimmies, wiggles, lengthens down to further ground us and up, to illuminate us and connect us with the heavens and our Creator and our higher way of being that is love and purity and goodness and truth. And bring that breath so high that the crown climbs up and up and up, that the chin just drops a little bit and you get this perfect openness in the chest. And again, that energy and prana finds itself in our precious heart, which grows with each breath. It is said that the quality of our breath is the quality of our life, and the quality of our life is the quality of our breath. So think of a few, maybe one, maybe a few adjectives that you'd like your life to be, and make your breath that quality. Smooth, full, easeful, beautiful, vibrant, illuminated. Anything you could think of. And feed your heart, the orb that we're creating around ourselves and together that is originating from our heart with these qualities. The in-breath, the heart expands, the sacrum expands, our spine lengthens in upward and downward direction. And as we exhale, we keep that expansion. It does not collapse, it does not diminish, it stays full and maybe even continues to expand as we exhale back into our Creator. And you may notice that your breath has lengthened and traveled into areas of your body that it wasn't previously. And remembering that we are this breath, we are sustained and enlivened by the divine, by God, by our Creator. And so each breath is a conversation with the divine, inhaling, taking in this nourishment and filling our own being, and exhaling what is to be expelled from our being that we see that is no longer aligned to this higher state of alignment, and giving it back to be recycled and transmuted into a brightness and alignment and serenity that we have access to at every moment, no matter how challenging, no matter how chaotic. We can create, or really remember, that we are a temple, and this temple can be filled with stillness and God. Many saints have exemplified this truth when they were in great pain and adversity, and they just loved God more and showed everybody that it is possible to love and be at peace in whatever it is life may give to us. And with this empowered and aligned stance, we can pray and truly commune with our Creator. And let us give thanks for our lives, for this moment, and the opportunity to even come into communion in such a profound and precious way with nothing other than our own breath and the direction of our thoughts and our awareness. Let us give gratitude for all of the challenges and trials that we have faced in our lives, recognizing that they are truly gifts, preparing us to enter into the next illumination or phase of our lives with greater certainty and capability and responsibility to meet life with love and care, as a mother would, as the Divine Mother does, and as all earthly mothers do. Let us expand our awareness and our hearts to recognize all of the people around us and all across the world as our brothers and our sisters, and even beyond that, children of the divine, to have the compassion that we are capable of, that the saints have exemplified to us, to forgive and have compassion, for truly they do not know. And we all know that there have been many times that we are requiring that same compassion and forgiveness from our loved ones or from our relatives, whether they be blood or not. And may we, especially as prayer warriors, recognize that it is our responsibility to emulate the compassion that God gives all of us and the forgiveness that we have received time and time again, to be that force of God to the world, to others, especially those who test us and make us feel as though we need to bring out our weapons or shields, that we can put those down and recognize the most courageous action that we could take is love and forgiveness, and that violence and division is actually a cowardly way to go about life. That we can stand up in the truth of our own being and the eminence of our love and be a pillar of light as all of those that I know all of us look up to and try to emulate in our day-to-day lives. And let go of the perceived difficulty to do so, and recognize that it is as simple as a change of attitude, a change of thought, change of direction, and also recognizing that we require our own compassion, that we cannot receive the love and the compassion of our mother and our father unless we give it to ourselves and open ourselves up to that divine forgiveness and release. And also having patience for ourselves, recognizing that we are children and it takes time. If everything happened instantly, there would be no need for this life. We must go about it and learn and progress as we do. And bringing this prayer out to humanity, that humans can recognize our togetherness, our oneness, that there is no other, that the violence and hate and chaotic, unceasing divisiveness can end, that we can take a breath of fresh air and laugh at the absurd suffering that we perpetuate as a humankind for completely unnecessary means that only causes suffering. And not only for everybody else, but for ourselves. That the division and divisiveness that we as a humanity perpetuate hurts us more than anyone, the perpetuator. remembering this precious conversation we're having through our breath with the Creator, receiving our moment-to-moment instructions, and embodying the courage that it requires in order to go about those instructions. And let us all take a moment to radiate our love toward all the children of this earth. Not all of humanity, because we're all God's children, but the children of the human children, the babies, the toddlers, the children, and just radiating and concentrating our own love with the combined love that we are receiving and channeling from the divine to them, so that they all across the earth can have their hearts filled with a light, a golden, soothing, empowering, strengthening light that gives them a spiritual immunity to the things they do not need to take on as they go through their lives, that they can know deeply within their hearts and their minds and deep in their bones who they truly are, children of the Creator, gifts to all of us who have been here already, and that they have a purpose, and that no purpose is greater or smaller than any other, and we are all cells in this great organism we call Gaia, or life, or earth. And we are working to be the most healthy, vibrant, vital organism that we could possibly contribute to. And asking our mother and our father for the grace and the discipline required for all humans on the earth, but especially the warriors on the path to awakening and healing of our whole Mother Earth, that we can have the clarity and the sobriety to recognize those things in our lives that hold us back, that are toxic, that are corrosive to our whole system, our body, our mind, our emotions, and our spirits. We all know what they are, and I can speak for myself, it's easy to justify these little things that are just like, oh, it's okay. Let us recognize those things that hold us back and move forward with a quickness and an urgency to be aligned. And no longer tolerate those things that weigh us down and keep us from making all of life better for everyone, including ourselves. Let us recognize that we have a responsibility to uphold ourselves in the most high way that we can see, and recognizing that there is no plateau. It's only ever increasing levels of awareness to align deeper and more closely to our purity and our essence and our communion with God. Let us allow the love of God to dissolve all the barriers that we have to love that is God, that is life. And let us rise up as divine beings that we are. We've all heard Nina say, there's no more time to waste. There is so much to be done, and playing and laughing and having a beautiful time with our brethren is one of those things. Just take a breath, a beautiful, sacred, nourishing, joyful breath into that beautiful heart of ours and this collective orb that we've created here. I happen to be the voice at this point for this group, but we're all together and it's a beautiful thing. And so I'd like to I have some prayer requests here. If we can all bring together our force of love and our power that we have as humans to influence change, if it is for the highest good and the highest truth for these individuals and all of humanity. Praying for our beloved Sari Fleischer, that she can be enveloped by the green and yellow and violet rays of the angelic host to bring her body into deeper alignment with her own soul and our creator, to invigorate and empower her body's healing abilities, that she can be strengthened and softened and illuminated and mended here at this time, and that her connection with God can grow stronger, and her connection with her heart and her body can grow stronger, that her blood and her heart can be vitalized by the luminous electricity that is from God and ignites our every cell and every action, that she can come and rest at home this evening with a deep peace and a miraculous rejuvenation, knowing that she is loved and held and illuminated and protected. And also praying for Chris Ganduso. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Possibly it's Ganduso. That he can also be enveloped with the healing rays of the angelic host to vitalize his own body's defenses and vital forces, that his body and his mind can move toward a state of coherency and vitality, that he can feel and see and receive the help and love of his friends and family, that can fill his heart with strength and grace and love, and that his family, his wife Holly, sons Lance and Logan, as well as his grandfather, grandchildren, and his mother and father, Jan and John, can be filled with the love of the mother at this time, and that their minds can be pacified and rest in the awareness of God as the giver and the orchestrator of all things, and that this situation for them can bring them closer together as a family and deepen their love as a family and individually, and that he can come to the other side of this passage with a deeper and greater love in his heart that is not attached to any one thing, that is just a love that loves for loving. And again, I give thanks for all of us here. I give thanks to our Creator, our Mother, Father, God, to all of the angels and guides that watch over all of us and all of the earth and help us to move along our lives and continuously urge us toward a higher way of being. I give thanks for this beautiful community that has given me so much, and I know all of us have received so much. And I give thanks for God and the opportunity to pray like this with all of you beloveds here. Aho, amen, ashe, omateot.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Ian, for your powerful prayer of peace and unity, for reflecting our interconnectedness with all of life and bringing us within to that place where we create and can recreate that filter through which we interact with life, and for slowing us down to remember that the divine is really the true nourishment that is the nourishment with each of our breaths. And with that, can transmute any lower frequencies to embody and claim our inner temple. Thank you for helping us to remember that throughout this world, we're all brothers and sisters and children of the divine, and really that we have the capacity to be the force of God in the world, especially where we're tested. Let us be the warriors of God to emulate love and forgiveness and compassion and be pillars of light. And honing in the reins of our consciousness so we can really do so. So, thank you for your beautiful prayer and for the way that you pray.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks for that beautiful reflection, and I and always, showing up and supporting this prayer in the way that you do.
Yeah, my pleasure. It feeds me, so I'm grateful to feed the wellspring. Yeah, and just before we all sign off, I just want to thank you all for joining because when two or more are gathered, it's amplified. So thank you for joining and just wanting to share about some of our upcoming offerings in about 2 weeks. Exactly, we have our fall equinox class. So the fall equinox is a moment where we get to really begin anew. It's the beginning of a new earth cycle. So it's a powerful portal to be in together. And Nina will lead that class and guide us in how we can really renew our lives with fresh intent and really walk through that passageway in a powerful way. So inviting you all to join us. We also have our fall equinox essence for that point. And it's a special time. It's like we're all looking for renewal in one way or another, and it's a way that we can really harness what's happening within the seasons to really claim that in a big way for our lives and create a powerful intent for our lives. So again, it's one of those places where when more of us are there, it's powerful because Nina speaks directly to the field. So You can also ask questions ahead of time and she'll answer them directly or indirectly. And it's a beautiful way to be together. So we'll also be together again next week. And we're here every week, every Wednesday for these community prayers. And I'm just sending you my love and blessings. And may we all go in peace.